People theorize that perhaps this was a revenge upon the construction industry, wrecked by someone whose home had been bulldozed to make way for a freeway on-ramp. Perhaps the perpetrator was an obsessive collector, someone with a cat lady syndrome who felt compelled to offer up a home to massive hydraulic-driven machines. Every segment of society wanted in on the game. Astrologists argued that this was a modern-day Stonehenge whose stellar alignment could be used to draw up new charts. In the art world, insiders were sure that it must be a colossal work of outsider art. Meanwhile, the FBI followed standard investigational protocol. Agents combed the ground for evidence while cartographers mapped and gridded, searching in vain for patterns and schema. Federal statisticians took note of dates, longitudinal coordinates, and orientations. They graphed these variables against each other and came up with absolutely nothing. One night, an FBI agent lay out under the stars to see which shovels pointed towards which constellations. Cassiopeia seemed to dominate, but it was difficult to draw any conclusions from this information. The investigators found that after so much time out there in the forest, it was hard not to anthropomorphize. They began to imagine, when quadranted maps offered no logical solutions, that these machines had organized themselves, that they were even communicating amongst themselves. The orientation of a jib arm and the tilt of a truck bed came to signify loving affection or petty rivalry. After weeks, they still had nothing, and still the machines towered above them, empty and dormant. A belief began to slip its way into the heads of the agents stationed at the site. One by one, they became privately convinced that these huge driverless creatures were here of their own accord, that they were convening in preparation for something. Please insert disk 3 into your viewer with the white dots pointed up.